Welcome to today's Hearthstone. Let's talk Pella. I'm Andrew Schneider. Pella Fire Chief Doug Van Gorkum joins us on today's program to preview Fire Prevention Week and the Pella Fire Department's second annual breakfast tomorrow. Well, Doug, coming up next week, it is Fire Prevention Week, an opportunity for people to understand fire safety and what they need to do to ensure that they are safe in the event they do have a fire in their home or their business or wherever it may be. First of all, what are just some of the key overall messages that you always really want to focus on this time of the year?
Well, first of all, we want to make sure that everyone is checking their fire extinguishers to make sure they're working, replacing batteries. We always say, in the spring and the fall, when you change your clock, you should be changing your batteries in your fire detectors and also in your CO detectors. That's a very important factor because we get called out to many situations where the CO detector is going off, but it basically is just a bad battery. It's just chirping. So that's probably number one, is to make sure you have them in your home, first of all, and then secondly, that they're working properly.
And you mentioned, too, one of the things we've talked about over the years is it's not just your batteries, it's the life of the detector itself, especially if you're a longtime homeowner. Those need to be routinely replaced.
That's correct. They always had said 10 years, and just recently I read another article that CO detectors should be replaced every 5 years. I have not yet at this point had a chance to research that in depth, but that's what I have heard.
Well, and it's important to replace them because their ability to detect wears out over time.
That is correct. They don't last forever.
And now, as a part of this message with fire safety, one of the things you do every year is you go around to all of the different schools and meet with some elementary students and kind of talk to them about fire safety. What is your message to those that are really young in that elementary age that you try to convey with your firefighters and showing what you do?
Well, one of the main things that we convey with them is when we go to a structure fire, the firefighters have their complete uniform on. They have their bunker gear on. They have a self-breathing apparatus on. So they kind of look like a spaceman. And we need to make sure that those kids know what they look like so that they don't try to run away from the firefighter that's coming to save them. We want them to know that he is a good guy and that he wants to help them get out of their house. So that's one of the main things we do. And then there's other safety feature things we talk about stop, drop, and roll if your clothes happen to be on fire. As far as a safe meeting place, that's one of a very, very important thing that parents need to talk to their children about. If the house is on fire, you need to get out, and then we need to meet you at the neighbor's. We need to meet you across the street at the mailbox or at the front porch of a neighbor's house or a big tree in the yard, some central location that they need to be able to meet.
And one of the key things and facts about fires is, for the most part, especially as it gets colder, they tend to happen when it's dark outside, when you're asleep, or in the evening. And one of the things you've always told us is about testing your fire alarms. It's one thing to test them when everybody's awake. It's another to do it maybe midnight or 1 a.m. when the kids are sleeping.
Absolutely. Every year I try to talk about that. And whenever I get a chance to talk to parents, like at the state fair this year, we worked the Hall of Flame, and several parents didn't even think about that, oh gosh, yeah, we always check it during the day, but they need to check it at night when their kids are asleep. Kids go to bed 8, 9 o'clock. Parents might not go to bed till 10, 10:30. Just set that alarm off at 10:30 at night and see if the kids wake up. They might find that a child will sleep through it, and if that's the case, then they either need to buy a unit that has more sound to it, or they need to actually put one in their bedroom itself. It's just a safety thing for the parents' peace of mind, knowing that their child will wake up with that noise.
And this is the time of year that often the first time that people turn on their furnace or their wood-burning stove or whatever it is they use to heat their home. So many of the calls you have during the winter relate to that. Probably a good time of year, too, to make sure everything is tuned up in the house so you aren't having to respond to a call for something that may have been faulty and could have been caught sooner.
Absolutely. Replace the furnace filter. Have your furnace inspected. if your furnace has got some age to it, they need to come and check it to see if there's any carbon monoxide, that one of the plenums is broken open and it's letting carbon monoxide into your house that you're not even aware of. So that's a very good thing. And wood-burning stoves, there are less of those used today than there used to be, but still, if they've got a wood burner, they really need to clean that chimney.
Now, there's going to be a big opportunity coming up tomorrow, in fact, for the community of all ages to come out and see and learn about the fire department and maybe ask some further questions about this kind of stuff. You're having a big breakfast, a celebration, and a fundraiser all in one to kind of give the community a chance to really get to know the fire department.
That's correct. We hope that we can get a great turnout. We had a good turnout last year. We have been asked by many, many people if we could do it again, and we really want to do it again. We like to have our facility open so people can see what we have in here, what good equipment that both rural and city provide us, and also a chance for everyone to, as you said, Andrew, to ask questions about what's going on. And yes, that's going to be tomorrow morning, starting at 6 a.m. and running through 10 a.m. We're going to have activities for the kids. And it always turns out to be a very good thing. This year, we are raising funds for a UTV, which will be used for rural brush fires that we can't get close to situations with our brush trucks that we have. An item that several fire departments that I have talked to in the past have those, and they are of much value for safety as well as ease for the firefighters, too.
Once again, that was Pella Fire Chief Doug Van Gorkum. That concludes today's Hearthstone Let's Talk Pella. Hearthstone, a ministry of Wesley Life, supporting the health, independence, and well-being of older adults in Pella.